Christopher Plant with ILC. We're here at the Line Hotel in Los Angeles, and the Indie Lodging Congress is on our second half of the first day, and I'm about to sit down with the poet who has been here to tell us what we already know, remind us what we might not know, and help us see things in a different light.
Oh, it's so nice to be on here. I was like kind of tracked you down on LinkedIn. I was like, this guy should know about me. So yeah, but my name is Ryan Ashley, the poet. I am a guest experience creator, a very unique activation that I do where I create original on-demand personalized poems for guests using a vintage typewriter. Worked with over like 20 different brands, Kimpton probably being the biggest of them, but ultimately, what I've come to realize in my life of working in hospitality is that obviously convenience is important, but what people really want and need to make them feel special, to make them feel like they're home and safe, is heartfelt, personalized connection and experiences. And that's what I do. So I sit down with people, have my sign that says poems, a typewriter. Hopefully there's some promotion going on that people know that I exist. Otherwise, I just look like some hipster sitting there, which still may be true. Yeah. But once people kind of get the word out and they come and sit with me, I kind of ask them these simple questions. I ask them, what are some words that you resonate with? How are you feeling? And maybe some things that they're passionate about. Because ultimately, I want to create a poem first and foremost for them about something that they can read and resonate with. But the other side of the coin is I have no problem writing a poem about tacos and tequila if that's we can get just silly and fun with that. Mm-hmm. In fact, some of those can be creative.
Yeah, what you're saying is it doesn't inherently have to be super serious because you're trying to create a portrait of that person through those words that you're sharing. So it can be funny. And I think that
playful, like, yeah.
Taking the opportunity to help people unleash their own creativity is probably a huge part of your mission.
Sure. I ultimately want to bring back, I think there's so much value in words and like so much information goes on now. I think there's just like a redundancy of like very lack of articulation and, attempt to create words that really dial in and sink in and that means something for you. I talk about like going to a hotel and you have this handwritten note and, it's a nice gesture, but it's just so generic,
Right.
And ultimately words are powerful. What the difference between saying I love you and I don't love you is?
Words matter.
Yeah, they do. So,
yeah.
So, and then the keepsake, stationery with like the hotel's logo on it and, those get shared. I think it's great marketing value, but at the end of the day, if your vision of hospitality is to be heartfelt or personalized, this is just a really, I say this humbly and objectively, is just a really, really powerful thing. And I'd love to get it on a digital platform where people can check into their rooms and like get a QR code and get a poem. But I'm working on building that. But for now, I'm traveling a lot and setting up shop.
I think it's great. And before we start, I just ask you a couple more questions. Where did your ultimate love for language and this desire to bring a little bit of innovation to the poetry space, like, where did that come from?
It was not an intentional experience. I can't say that I sought after. I just have to be honest, I was born with this knack of romanticism and understood that if I spoke certain words and in a certain way, I could create emotional responses from people. And you got to be careful with that because, in my younger slobber days, you can manipulate people. But but also you can really make people feel things that they maybe wouldn't have. And that's what I'm trying to do. Like, all of this is authentic as much as it can be.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. So just to set the stage for the listener, we are here. The conference is taking place at the Line Hotel in Koreatown, Los Angeles, and we are set up in an outdoor space. The conference is taking place inside, and our friend here has a beautiful old typewriter, and he has the authentic look that would make you believe that he knows how to use words to influence your opinions, your thoughts, your ideas, and your emotions. And so I think that This is all interesting. So let's move forward.
Yeah. So I brought my typewriter, and I'll give you a little, like, let's see if the mic can pick it up.
Yeah. Oh, we're getting it. We're getting it.
Cool. But, you know, rather than create the poem on the spot, and just because, you know, it takes a little bit of time, I do have this poem that I just read on stage. Uh-huh. And, you know, I think it's a universally great thing for the show you do. And
yeah.
It's called Heartfelt Hospitality, and I'd love to read it now.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Heartfelt Hospitality. Oh, my dear, dearest, and of course, yes, that means all of you. I have waded through this grand experience called life, strife, beauty, uncertainty, and awe. Sometimes I wish I could run. More often, I wish I could draw a picture to be framed so I can explain that all I have ever wanted was to be within the realm of comfort, to feel surrounded by people who make me feel safe, who are capable of building a space that feels like home. I've found the key to my concern. I've learned that there is true beauty that exists in the blessing that is offering others intentionally warm and inviting experiences. So I say, hold that door open. Share an authentic and gentle smile. Anticipate needs, even wants and unknown desires. And always welcome guests to stay a while. Ah, yes, there it is, the prize of compassion, the golden reward that is to give ourselves to service. To a direction towards another, not a brother, mother, but nearly a temporary friend that lends an energy out, that gently shouts and screams, we are here for you, to inspire, to secure, to help you land safely in a place that is new. Trust us, our intentions are pure. Here is the cure, and it is simple in reality. The beauty of the human experience is the desire to offer heartfelt hospitality.
All right.
Yeah.
Clap, 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 clap.
Snap, 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 snap.
Yeah. And so, listen, I think that it's amazing what you're doing in the way that you're really asking people to, you know, stop for a second, listen to you, and the natural next step is that they're going to be impacted. You're going to change their lives with your words, whether it is in a minor or in a major way. So how did you come to this strategy of like bringing it into the hospitality space? Because I really do think that a lot of people use empty words, and even a conference that is authentic as this one can get buried in jargon. And so How do you feel about your own personal journey towards this work?
I mean, it's really interesting. Like I basically had a hospitality mentor, when I moved to Boulder, Colorado, away from my small town, and he hired me to work for a chef-driven restaurant, which I hadn't done. I didn't know really much about refined food. And he hired me based on personality. He's like, Ryan, you know, you have the capacity. I can tell that you care about people. And he's like, that is something that you really can't teach. The food and stuff we can teach you along the lines. And he really implemented that there is just a lot of value in service and providing. And with him, I just was really good tableside and just felt so much like pleasure in creating these experiences for strangers to where at the end they're like wanting to hug you and shake your hand. You know, I was like, cool, I'm a great server. And I got tired of that. And basically, I was orphaned when I was 14, and then I started dating this girl, and her mother was like, you know, acted kind of like a mother to me. She loved me. She appreciated me. And I had been known to write poems for people on bar napkins, particularly cute girls, you know, just on the fly. And I wrote her a poem once on an airport, and she just freaked out. She was like, I can't believe you did that. How did you do that so fast? And she was actually the one, her name is Darcy. Shout out to Darcy. She just so creative. And she like, next week she was like, we have to have a business meeting. And she bought me a typewriter, and she's like, you're going to go out and type poems for people on your typewriter. And I started doing it. Like, I've been doing it for 12 years. Yeah. I started out with farmers markets. I was doing like a beatnik style, taking Amtraks across the country and like couch surfing. And I got tired of like trying to be an artist who lives off a tip base. And I realized like, man, I'm from the hospitality world. Like, my favorite childhood memories were like getting to go to soccer tournaments and stay at hotels. Like, I need to bring this to the hospitality world and hotels. And then post-pandemic, it was like, you know, more than ever. I mean, I'm not saying hotels need to be like invoking, like, what are you dealing with? What are you going through? But it's really naive to think that these guests aren't carrying something, you know, heavy, deepy. And like, I'm not here to exploit that. I'm here to not ignore that. And if they want to share that with me, which so many do, I will hold that space and I will like create something that is powerful, and then they will feel much better about themselves and ideally get to enjoy their vacation or whatever they're doing even more, you know? And again, on the other side of that, bachelorette parties, bachelor parties. Yeah. We'll write some, like, you know, like
wherever there's people and there's a story.
Some R-rated, yeah, like poems. I'm, yeah, not afraid of that either. But
that's awesome.
But you know, at the end of the day, like the heartfelt nature is important to me, and I just feel like the hospitality industry does a lot more than like people probably give them credit for.
Well, and I think that also it is entirely possible to recreate the wheel over and over and over again. People are getting together since the dawn of time, and helping them get together in a more interesting and compelling way that resets their dials. And I think that that's what you're talking about when, yeah, you say that the guest is coming with something. You know, mm-hmm, they're coming there. And even in the most carefully curated, you know, sort of hotel and hospitality experience, you can be subject to the rote powers of efficiency and execution. And so I think that if you can take people and invite them into a space where they are given an opportunity to just rethink their strategy a little bit, it's gonna have meaning and it's gonna have impact. And so I think that, you know, I get it 1,000%, and I think that it's you know, again, a unique way of,
totally,
of, and you know, and I like the word that you use. You said sharing space, and I think that that's something that hotels and hospitality can and should do more of, is creating an equation that makes it less transactional and more sort of building better together and, yeah, and that kind of thing.
Well, I like to think that I'm helping fill that space, and at the end of the day, like, you know, I'm really happy with how people respond, but like, it's very meaningful for me to sit down with a stranger and like not have any small talk, crap, and just really share, yeah, a genuine moment. I mean, like, that is like, table service was cool at a restaurant.
Yeah.
This is way, way, yeah, more like.
Well, it's funny the way that you're doing this. I started also in hospitality and as a waiter at a fine dining restaurant. And then, you know, much of my life's work has been involved in real estate. And I used to say that like that's where I became an actual, you know, organizer of real estate, was I had 16 square foot space, you know, like a 4-foot by 4-foot space that I had to manage. And while you were there, I was going to help you enjoy the occupancy of that space. And so I think that's the same thing. So can we write a poem?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to put the microphone down.
That's fine. I'll hold it for you.
Cool. So I need a subject or theme, and yeah, and I think this is on you. So like I said, I usually like to ask people some words that they resonate with, maybe some things they're passionate about, you know, anything in that realm is important, but again, tacos are always on the table.
Tacos and tequila. Well, we're not going to put tacos and tequila.
Yeah.
I saw a hat when I was coming to this conference on a guy in the lobby that said cocaine and caviar.
Caviar like cocaine, like bombs.
It
have
could be.
Seen
I have
that?
No idea. I'm not going to interpret what it meant. But then I would say that you know, sound.
Okay. Cocaine, caviar, and sound. I love that.
Hold on. I got a couple more. I got a couple more. Hats. We're both hat people.
Yeah.
And connection.
Okay. I can fuse all that.
Cocaine, caviar, connection, hats.
Cool hats.
Sound.
Yeah.
Cool hats. Yeah. Yeah.
Remind me of the name of this podcast. Cause
Yeah. Well, so this is actually something that I just do that is not dissimilar to what you do.
Right.
Where I sort of invite myself to events and communicate with people and try to create a record of that conversation.
Totally.
So, but I'm going to take your contact information and we'll share.
Perfect.
Because
yeah, yeah.
I think we're cut from similar cloth.
Yeah. Give me your name again.
Christopher.
Yeah. Okay. So
Christopher Plant, Plant.
Okay.
The artist begins to studiously type. a lot of words coming out of here.
We're flowing. Almost there.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Gotta finish it off with a
flourish.
Ding. Yes. Yeah, all right. So the poem's called Plant Design. I think I was thinking of a coca leaf, but maybe not. So design hats. All right, plant design. The bumps, a blush, luxurious, and yes, we are getting high. So much so, need a hip hat to retract that sunshine. The mind wonders, the ears open, and there, beautiful sounds. Beautifully found of fish eggs and Columbia powder. Oh my, what an hour to be alive.
All right. Bing, bang, bang, bang.
Snap, snap. That was a fun one. I really I appreciate when people just drop like three words. So Christopher Plant.
That's super. And so where do people find you?
So I'm all over. I live in Asheville, North Carolina. Most of my gigs are at hotels, events in Atlanta, Miami, New York. Kimpton Brand is the one I'm working the most with. I think of the biggest corporate brands, they, you know, they really do push that like human connection thing. And but RyanAshleyThePoet.com. You can always order a poem online.
R-Y-A-N Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y.com.
Yeah. Ryan Ashley, the poet, thepoet.com.
Okay. Oh, yeah, adding the poet. Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, just Google Ryan Ashley, the poet, you'll find all the things. And poems anytime, anywhere, by mail, in front of you, on the radio, I'm open.
All right. Well, thank you for coming to sit down with us.
Heck yeah, man. This was fun.
Okay.
Hello, this is Ryan Ashley, the poet. I am here at the Line Hotel in Koreatown, Los Angeles for the ILC Indie Congress. And it's awesome.